Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this July 25th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff here. Thank you so much for joining us. In part two today at 3:30, we're going to talk with Amy Scheid from the Family Center. Got plenty to talk about with her. Right now, joining us on the phone is our new friend, 76th Annual Allison Dairyland, Ashley Hagnow. Ashley, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me on air this morning. Looking forward to a great conversation.
Ashley, we really appreciate the time. We know how busy you are. In fact, you're traveling right now, aren't you?
I am, yes. It's been a great few days up in the northern part of Wisconsin. Yesterday I was in Rhinelander and Antigo. Today I'm in the Eau Claire, Rice Lake area, and then heading to Wausau tomorrow before a few other events in the southern part of Wisconsin. So thankful for my travels across Wisconsin and getting to experience a lot of different areas of the state.
Ashley, one of the more important questions I'm going to ask you, how do I pronounce that? Hagenau?
Hagenau, you've got
Hagenau.
It.
Hagenau, I got it. Wow, I'm going to mark that down. I actually got a name right. Thank you so much, Ashley. And to that, if I can piggyback off of that a little bit, do you mind letting us know a little bit about yourself, telling us a little of your origin story?
Of course. I grew up in Poinette, Wisconsin, so not too far north of Madison area. And growing up, I was very involved in 4-H and FFA, where I exhibited various livestock species across the state of Wisconsin and was very involved in dairy cattle judging and gaining leadership skills in those youth organizations, as well as making lifelong connections with friends and mentors in the industry of agriculture. And I just recently graduated from the University of Minnesota with a degree in agricultural communication and marketing. And while on campus, I was very involved in the Gopher Dairy Club, the National Agri-Marketing Association, and held various internships while in college that really continued to inspire my passion for agriculture and the aspects of education and storytelling. So when the time came to decide what was next after college, the decision to apply for Allison Dairyland was one I had always thought about, and I'm so thankful now for the opportunity and the honor to represent Wisconsin agriculture as the 76th Allison Dairyland.
Well, you've got quite a story already building, Ashley. That's pretty cool. Very impressive. Let's dive right into ice cream, because I can't wait to talk about ice cream. Most of us can't. We love ice cream. And July is National Ice Cream Month.
You are spot on. So here in Wisconsin, we definitely love our ice cream. And Wisconsin alone is home to 37 dairy processing plants that make wholesome dairy products for us all to enjoy. And we love ice cream so much in Wisconsin that on average, we consume about 12.1 pounds of it per year, which is a pretty impressive number in my opinion. And what I love about ice cream and fresh frozen custard is that they are accessible, affordable, and great tasting, and they're great ways to cool off during the hot summer months.
Really has it's really the complete package, isn't it? I mean, it's
You're
affordable.
Spot on, yes.
That's pretty nice. It tastes great. There's a flavor for everybody, and it's one of those things too that I think we are so used to in our lives, we don't think about like kind of the stats very often. Those are some really interesting stats you gave us there about the 37 dairy plants making frozen dairy products, the 12 some pounds of ice cream each year. That is pretty impressive.
Oh, yes, we love our ice cream in Wisconsin, and certainly not only in July, but I like to think all year round, because it's always a good time for ice cream.
Oh, yeah, especially you ask my mom and dad about that. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
The coldest day of the year, and they're still eating ice cream. Yes.
Oh, yes. No, that's dedication.
Yes. We can make our very own ice cream at home, but with cheese, I understand. I just heard a little bit about this. I was waiting to talk to you about it.
Of course. And what else would you expect in America's Dairyland, right?
Yes,
besides
yes.
Coming up with ways to make ice cream with cheese. So a recipe I have loved making and enjoying this month is salty vanilla no-churn mascarpone ice cream. So this recipe has mascarpone ice cream, which for those less familiar is similar in texture to cream cheese, but is a little bit sweeter. And we also add some heavy whipping cream, sweetened condensed milk, salt, and vanilla for flavor. Mix that all together and freeze it for a few hours, about 10 minutes before you're ready to enjoy. Take it out of the freezer and you have a really delicious ice cream treat to enjoy this month and again, all times of the year.
Mm. Ashley, I, you know, maybe you've talked to previous Alice in Dairylands and you've learned this about me. I'm not afraid to ask the hard questions. So I have to ask you, bring something like this up. Do other things count when we're talking about celebrating ice cream? How about custards? Does that count? Sherberts? Is that included in this group?
Yes, of course. I've been really enjoying talking about all of those different types of products during National Ice Cream Month. And, you know, of course, one of the staples here in Wisconsin where it's founded is Culver's. So there's plenty of opportunities to enjoy frozen custard in Wisconsin, as well as sherbet and ice cream. All of those are included because they're all accessible and we want to include everything. So lots of different people can enjoy those products this month.
If there's anything we're always looking for an excuse to talk about other than ice cream, it's Culver's. So yeah,
we
love talking about that. That's Ashley, this ice cream that you were telling us about with the cheese in it, do you know where that was created or where that came from?
I don't know the exact origin story on mascarpone ice cream, but I know one of the staples here in Wisconsin, another local farm and creamery, is Crave Brothers, and they are known for their mascarpone cheese. I have been sure to include plenty of Crave Brothers in the recipes I've been making, and there's mascarpone cheese available at almost any grocery store or retailer that you go to. What's unique about the Crave Brothers variety, and this might be true for other brands as well, but there is a chocolate flavored mascarpone ice cream. So to have an even different spin on this recipe that I've shared with the mascarpone ice cream, you could also have a chocolate base with chocolate mascarpone cheese, which would be equally delicious.
You sold it to me. I've never tried this before. I am definitely going to try it.
You'll have to make it and try it and let me know how you like it, because it's been definitely a delicious treat during ice cream month to make and promote and also eat.
Where can we find more information about ways to celebrate National Ice Cream Month?
If you are looking for different recipe inspiration for National Ice Cream Month or to use other dairy products, or you're interested in finding a local ice cream parlor or shop near you, I encourage you to check out wisconsincheese.com. And while you're out shopping in the grocery store or another local retailer, be sure to look for that proudly Wisconsin badge on those dairy products that connects Wisconsinites with genuine Wisconsin dairy products.
It's an important part of this. We love talking about ice cream, love talking with our Alice in Dairyland. All of this will always come back to supporting our state, supporting our ag industry, most importantly, supporting our farmers. They are the backbone of our country. They are certainly one of the most integral parts of this state. And this state runs with our farmers. That's where this all starts and ends. And the more you're able to support Wisconsin, the more you can support these products, the more we're helping them out. And any chance to help out a farmer, I don't care if every farmer we knew were billionaires, I'd still want to help all farmers. It's anything we could do that. And wait a minute, I gotta eat more ice cream? Oh, okay, fine, I'll do it, you know. buy some more milk? Great. Okay, I'll do that. Ashley, we've got a good 10-some minutes left here of show. I want to get into a couple of things with you. And one of them, again, I apologize, your first time on the air with us. Don't mean to ask you these hardball questions. Ashley, what is your favorite type of ice cream?
That's such a fun question, and one that I have been asked so much this month. And to be honest, I don't have like a go-to ultimate, this is my favorite flavor, because I truly love all ice cream. But if I'm thinking of a certain flavor profile, I do tend to choose, if I'm in a local ice cream shop or parlor or in the grocery store, I tend to choose a flavor that is vanilla based or chocolate based. And then there's some really delicious chocolate, caramel, peanut butter flavors mixed within that flavor. So I know that encompasses a lot of different flavors of ice cream, but that would be my go-to. But I'm serious when I say that I love all types of ice cream. I will eat it all times of the day, even all times of the year, because you truly can't go wrong. And like you said, you are helping to support our state farmers and processors when enjoying those really great dairy products.
Oh, I hear it in your voice. You definitely love all ice creams. Yeah, that could be dangerous.
I really do.
We are speaking with our 76th annual Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow. And Ashley, another thing I wanted to get into with you is some of the additional information you have learned in this short time that you've been Alice in Dairyland about ice cream, about these products. Can we get into a little bit of that?
certainly. So some of those more facts about ice cream, as I've enjoyed sharing this month during National Ice Cream Month and truly all times of the year, is that talking about the milk and those high quality dairy products that go into making ice cream and cheese and other products that we all enjoy, 9% of milk produced in the United States alone is made into ice cream. So that's the whole United States that we're talking about. And that is a lot of milk that goes into making really delicious ice cream for all of us to enjoy. So that's definitely a fact I love sharing is, of course, we talked about our dairy farmers and our dairy farms on the state level. Here in Wisconsin, we are known as America's Dairyland, and we have nearly 6,000 dairy farms in the state of Wisconsin, 95% of which those farms are family-owned, and they are dedicated to producing high-quality milk that will then go into those ice cream products, that will go into cheese and butter and yogurt and other products that we all enjoy. So I always love sharing that out when talking about dairy in Wisconsin and talking about National Ice Cream Month is the milk that is produced from our dedicated farmers and goes on to be processed towards ice cream. I think it's so important to share where it all starts.
Well said, and that is really interesting. Just one other thing that I thought was pretty cool, too. In Wisconsin, ice cream sales are 26% higher than average in July. That is pretty on point. I think that makes a lot of sense to people. Even if you didn't know that, it makes sense when you hear it.
Exactly, and that is why, what better time to celebrate ice cream and all that it entails other than July, right, when ice cream sales are higher, that 26% higher, as we talked about. And I'm sure it attributes to the hotter temperatures in the summer, and ice cream goes well with almost anything you can do in the summer, so it definitely makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, what are some of the things that you've already been learning in the time that you have been Alice? It's only been a month, has it been, or just barely a month?
Yeah, just about, it'll be 3 weeks tomorrow that I officially started as the 76th Alice in Dairyland on Wednesday, July 5th. And this process for me began, I mean, even years ago when I maybe started to think about running and applying for Alice in Dairyland, but certainly in the last few months, once I did make the decision to apply and go through the top candidate process, is my knowledge of agriculture in Wisconsin and in general has been expanded in so many ways. And one key takeaway is just truly how diverse our state's agricultural industry is. So the agricultural industry in Wisconsin generates $104.8 billion annually to our state's economy. And the agricultural industry comprises so many different products and commodities and types of businesses and farmers and processors. And while I mentioned we are known as America's Dairyland and the dairy industry is definitely a powerhouse here in Wisconsin, we are also recognized nationally and even internationally for so many different types of products that we produce right here in Wisconsin, whether it's cranberries or ginseng or specialty cheeses or a wide variety of other products that many people might not realize are produced in large quantities right here in Wisconsin. So I think that's something to be so proud of. And I love sharing those facts with consumers and other people that I've talked with this month in my first few weeks on the job and beforehand, just how diverse and abundant our state's agricultural industry is.
And it's just in the first couple of weeks. Can't imagine a year from now the knowledge you're going to have in there and the things you're going to learn from this. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. And I will look forward to continuing to develop my knowledge of Wisconsin agriculture and expand my knowledge base and then take that knowledge with me. So in the future, wherever I might be traveling or people I come in contact with, I can continue to spread the great word of Wisconsin agriculture and the hardworking people, our farmers and processors and everyone else, as we've mentioned, who truly make our state's agricultural industry great.
And as you learn and celebrate these things, we're looking forward to you joining us on the airwave here and talking about them over the next year. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to that.
Yes, I am looking forward to it as well.
Cool. Where are you going next?
So today I will head to Eau Claire. I have a few TV media engagements talking again about National Ice Cream Month. Tomorrow, I will head to Wausau for a few media engagements as well. And the rest of the week will bring different events talking about ice cream. I will have the opportunity to attend a few different county fairs in Wisconsin have a few exciting events this weekend. And then it's the Wisconsin State Fair, which will be a few fun-filled days in West Dallas, Wisconsin, promoting agriculture, getting to meet so many different fairgoers and talk with the exhibitors and all of their projects at the Wisconsin State Fair. So I'm looking forward to the next few weeks and the next year because every day is truly something different.
Yeah, I'm looking at your schedule here, Ashley. When are you going to breathe? I don't see breathing in there. I don't see. When are you going to take it?
No. I'm so thankful that I do have some time to, you know, just relax and continue developing my knowledge of agriculture as I'm traveling. And my trusty sidekick, Colonel, he is our Ford Explorer flex fuel vehicle through the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board that is my, again, trusty companion on my travels throughout the state of Wisconsin. And definitely, if I have some downtime in the car as I'm traveling or at night, I take the opportunity to listen to different podcasts that talk about agriculture and different stories about Wisconsin. I'm enjoying learning about the history of Wisconsin and continuing to develop my agricultural facts to be able to share those out on my travels.
We genuinely have enjoyed getting to know and talk with every Alice we've had, and all of them are going to go on and do amazing things. Some of the most interesting people I've gotten to meet in this job are Alice's.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And you're one of them. You're right there with them. I can tell right away.
Thank you.
But I got to ask, Ashley, because there's something a little different talking to you that we haven't gotten always. And I'm a lover of this. I love the behind the curtain stuff. I love to hear that you were training for this, maybe for lack of a better word, training and prepping for this to try to be the Alice. And now, even as Alice, you are still continuing to do your homework, to research and try to get better at the position. I think that's very unique and cool.
Yeah, and what I've shared and what I've reflected on, you know, in the first few weeks alone, now that I've officially started traveling and going to all these different events and meeting so many incredible people, is that every day you are learning something new on the job, whether it's a conversation, whether it's something you hear on the radio, whether it's someone you come in contact with or an event you're at, you are always learning something new in this job. And I think in life, right? I think that's so important. And I'm just so honored again and humbled to be in this role. And each day is something different with a new learning opportunity right around the corner. And I'm just so thankful. So thankful.
What do you, as far as the things that you know coming up in your schedule, is there anything, you don't have to just pick one, is there anything you're really looking forward to doing that maybe you haven't even gotten a chance to do before, or you were an observer before and now you are the Alice to do?
Great question. I think thinking ahead to the Wisconsin State Fair, I'm really excited for different opportunities to meet with fairgoers. As Alice in Dairyland, growing up as an exhibitor at the Wisconsin State Fair, I enjoyed conversations with fairgoers and attendees about the projects and the livestock that I was exhibiting at the Wisconsin State Fair and being able to answer those questions that consumers had. And now as Alice, that is going to be amplified that much more as I will conduct milking demonstrations. I will be engaging with consumers in Dairy Lane. I will be in the Wisconsin Product Pavilion getting to meet all of those incredible businesses and people that are going to have their products there and promoting those products, and just excited for those one-on-one conversations as well at the Wisconsin State Fair and all events, just getting to learn more about the people of Wisconsin and Wisconsin agriculture that truly make our state so special.
We know that there are, like yourself at one point, younger kids out there listening that might want to grow up to be Alice. What would you say to them listening out there?
I would say above anything else, just be yourself. I think that's so important, is being yourself, being authentically who you are each and every day. And great things will come from that. I think just knowing yourself and being yourself and that authenticity and that love for agriculture that you might have from a young age, that will stick with you and that will develop into different things throughout your life. And I think it's so important to remember where you started and see the incredible places that you can go because of agriculture and because of who you are. So I think that's an important reminder.
It's something that I know my mom and my dad would tell me, and it's one of the best pieces of advice you can get. Even if you've heard it before, sometimes it matters the person you're hearing it from, and they can carry a little more weight to it. So that's a great one, Ashley. That's nice.
Yes. You're welcome.
If people want to be involved with Alice, if they'd like to help, volunteer, any of those kind of things, are they able to do that in any way? Or how can we help you promote all the great things that you're doing?
Great question. So to follow along with my adventures as Alice this year, to engage on social media, to keep up to date on all of my adventures, I encourage you to check out our Alice in Dairyland social media pages. That is Alice in Dairyland on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And to learn more about the Alice in Dairyland program history, ways to request Alice at your next event to engage that way, I encourage you to visit our website, aliceindairyland.com. There's some great resources out there about the Alice in Dairyland program, about Wisconsin agriculture, and ways to engage that way. So I encourage you to check out those resources.
What was the name of that ice cream we're going to try again? The salty vanilla?
Yes, salty vanilla, no churn, mascarpone ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I got to write that down. Mascarpone. That sounds so good. Ashley, you kind of gave us some websites and such before. If we want to contact you, if people want to bring Alice to their town, is that the best way to do it, to go to your website?
Yes, of course. So on the website, aliceindairyland.com, there should be a page or a small box that says invite Alice or request Alice to your event. On that web page, we'll have all of the information you need for contact information and forms to fill out to request Alice in Dairyland at future events.
Really do appreciate the time. You are going to rock at this. You're going to do a great job. We're looking forward to hanging out and talking again real soon. Safe travels out there. You take care, and we'll hang out again very soon.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope to get up to the studio very soon, hopefully with some samples as well for you all to try.
Oh, that sounds so good. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Well, no.
Sounds good.
Take care, Ashley. Thanks for the time.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
76th Annual Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow joining us right there. She'll be back sometime soon. Coming up on the show, we're going to speak with Amy Scheid from the Family Center. We'll touch on the Touch a Truck event and plenty of other things coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR's Midday Magazine.